we've been following the sexual abuse scandal that's rocked the Catholic Church in the past weeks, and now there's another issue that's come up, and this time it's on the Boy Scouts of America. The venerable youth organization is being sued by a 37-year-old man. He says he was molested several times by his scoutmaster in the 1980s, and that the Boy Scouts of America helped possibly to cover up the incident. This is not the first lawsuit against the Boy Scouts, but this case has evidence in it that the scouting organization was aware that there were molesters within the ranks, and they did not take any action. Joining us now is Patrick Boyle. He's editor of Youth Today and author of Scouts Honor, Sexual Abuse in America's Most Trusted Institution. So, Patrick, explain what kind of evidence they have in this case coming out of Oregon.
Well, Celeste, what they have here with these confidential files that have been submitted is basically the skeleton in the Boy Scouts closet. The Scouts created this system back in 1913, just 3 years after they were created, which basically tries to keep track of guys who have been kicked out of the Scouts for a lot of reasons, but the biggest single reason has always been sexual abuse of kids. Now what you have is about 1,100 of these files that are specifically about the child abusers released in a trial, which is only the second time that has happened, and it's by far the largest set that's been released. And I've been through a lot of these files. I've read about 2,000 of the Scouts confidential files over the years, and I got to tell you, these are very sensitive documents because of both the information about the individual people, but also the information about the corporation.
Let me also bring in our next guest here, Matthew Stewart. He joined the Boy Scouts at age 7. He says he was molested for 13 years by his assistant scoutmaster. That would have been in the 1970s and early 80s. And, you know, Matthew, without casting any kind of aspersions on the literally hundreds of thousands of scoutmasters and volunteers who do fantastic work for children in the Boy Scouts, you say that you were abused the entire time that you were a member. What happened? Did you ever let anybody know? And if so, what did they do?
I never let anybody know because the assistant scoutmaster that molested me, he molested not only myself but also my brother. They basically have a code. They teach you a code of silence, and they intimidate you not to say anything. And my scoutmaster told me that he would kill my parents if I ever told.
Well, that would be the abuser threatening you. Patrick, is there any evidence that the Boy Scouts has a kind of code of silence?
What the Boy Scouts had was kind of the same mindset that a lot of corporations have when they find a product defect. That is, they try to keep it quiet. It certainly was nothing close to what Matt experienced with his individual assistant scoutmaster. But one of the things these files show is the Boy Scouts wrote memos to each other frequently about the efforts to keep these cases under wraps when they did come forward. So, in other words, when a boy finally spoke up about the abuse, they would work with the parents to keep the cases out of the press, sometimes work to keep cases out of the courts. They would work with newspapers to try to keep cases quiet as well. And they've certainly settled some lawsuits to specifically keep these confidential files out of the public record as well.
Matt, you've said that the cases that have emerged coming out from victims of Catholic priests actually helped to give you the courage to come forward with your own story. Can you explain why that is?
Well, back in 2002, when the Catholic story broke, I was able to read in the newspapers about all of the ramifications that abuse has on those victims, and at that time, I was able to connect the dots between their ramifications of abuse and what I've experienced in my life, and therefore, I was able to then find an attorney and come forward and share my story.
Do you feel now that you have... that it's been, I mean, has it been resolved for you? Has been getting a settlement in this civil case closed the book on this?
It hasn't closed the book on this, but I can tell you from suffering in silence for the better part of 35 years that finding an attorney and coming forward and sharing your story helps you to get over this problem or helps you to move past this problem. And it also, I have found, actually helps others to cope with this same issue.
So, Patrick, what has the Boy Scouts done to kind of address this issue?
Well, they've done a few things, including creating some educational materials for the kids now about sex abuse, and they've beefed up their screening processes for molesters. And it seems to me they take these cases much more seriously than they used to. But I have to say they have not. You talked about the church, for instance. It's interesting that they have not moved as far as the Catholic Church has. Now, the Catholic Church has perhaps been pressured into going further, but this church has repeatedly apologized. We had a lot of apologies this past Easter, as a matter of fact, from the pulpits. But also, one thing the scouts have refused to do is to look at their own files, these very files we're talking about. Some of us have analyzed these files and found patterns of abuse in the scouts and looked at the reasons that people take advantage of the Boy Scouts, specifically to get access to kids and to help keep them quiet. The Boy Scouts have refused repeatedly to use their own files to figure out how abusers have used their system, even though the Catholic Church has turned their files over to John Jay College, and John Jay College has done just that kind of analysis. And I really wish the Boy Scouts would do that. It would really help them, but it would also be a great benefit to every youth organization in the country, because you've got the biggest single database that we know of on men who molest boys, and they could really use this, but they're sitting on it and not examining it.
Well, the Boy Scouts say they have stepped up screening of Scoutmasters before they're allowed to lead youngsters in anything in the Boy Scouts.
Right. They appear to have stepped up screening, and that is certainly a help. But, you know, they have not – they've always said that everything they've done has to do with the problem of sexual abuse in society as a whole and not because of abuse in scouting. They've really not – simply stood up publicly and said, yes, we have had a very specific problem, and we're going to look at our own problem and figure out, you know, what our weaknesses have been, what our vulnerabilities have been, because they are a very good organization, but they are also an organization that attracts child molesters.
Okay, Patrick Boyle is the editor of Youth Today. He's also author of Scouts Honor, Sexual Abuse in America's Most Trusted Institution. We also spoke with Matthew Stewart, who joined the Boy Scouts at age 7, and he says he was molested for 13 years by his assistant scoutmaster. Thanks to both of you.